Hey, it's Joey. We're back at MMS 2013 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and with me, special guests from Avanade. I've got Rich, I've got Pat, I've got David. So let's go through. Let's do introductions. Everybody tell everyone at home who you are and what you do.
First of all, thanks for having us. Happy to be here. My name is Rich Stern. I'm the Corporate Vice President of our Technology Infrastructure Services globally.
Okay.
I'm Pat Simprich. I'm a Vice President in our Infrastructure Service line. I am Chief Propeller Head.
Chief Propeller Head. I like that title. It's better than Vice President, I have to say.
I'm David Mills. I'm Director of TI Products on the Software and Cloud Services team.
Awesome. So, Rich, talk about the TI data center. What are the solutions? What are the things that you guys are doing really to kind of help Microsoft customers in kind of accelerating their business?
So Avanade Technology Infrastructure Services allows our collective customers to take full advantage of their line of business applications by really leveraging the investment they've made on their Microsoft infrastructure platform. And we can do that a couple ways. We can build out the data center and optimize the data center both in a virtualization point of view. You're going to be seeing a great demo from David here in a little bit around Cloud Services Manager that allows our customers to take full advantage of not only the public cloud, but also their private cloud. And it's all about enabling their end users to get the job done without the intervention of IT.
Okay. Pat, you've got news. I like news. I like breaking news.
Yeah.
Now, I've been good, and I haven't broken anything that I'm not supposed to break here, but I understand that you guys here at MMS have an announcement on some new product that you've got that builds on top of System Center.
Yeah, it's Cloud Services Manager, or CSM. It's a self-service portal or tool that is really designed to support end users and allow them to get access to IT, manage their private cloud. So a lot of the System Center tools provide the IT pro all the things that they need to build systems, manage systems, operate them. And what CSM does is it bolts on top of System Center and provides that interface for end users in a friendly, kind of easy manner that they can request things from IT, do it on their own, request it in a self-service manner, don't have to get on the phone or talk to the help desk. They get there, they go in, they request things, and they manage it on their own.
It kind of provides that translation layer, right, between IT speak and normal business speak, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it gives you that experience that people expect these days going to any sort of public cloud service, that I go in, I punch something in, and it happens.
Okay. David, I understand you've got a demo. Let's jump into the demo. I like to see cool things, and I see cool things rotating on the screen and everything. Can we jump in?
They are indeed there. Let me show you. You'll notice right away from the landing page here that this is a different look and feel than the native consoles for System Center. And as Pat mentioned, while there's a lot of IT roles who will work natively in those consoles, we definitely saw a need to create something that was more abstracted, and it's actually integrating a bunch of the capabilities that are in System Center, but creating a different experience. So from the point somebody logs in, they're not dumped into the technology. They can see immediately if they have anything that they need to take action on. We're surfacing workflows for service requests, if there's announcements somebody needs to see. And what they see is based on their role-based access. So we have our own native role-based access that's assigned to this portal.
This is more kind of me as an end user's view.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But also IT could probably take advantage of this as well.
They
right?
could. Oh, yeah. So it's actually a broader use case because it's a bit simpler and there's less of the technology that we're surfacing.
Okay.
The other thing that you do is you can see what services you're running. So you won't see any terms in here besides the name that say cloud or tenant or anything else. I simply have services. So if I'm somebody who owns a marketing app, or time and expense app, or payroll, I simply see that here.
Okay.
I can get basic information to see if there's any service requests or announcements related to those services, what state they're in. I can even go directly from the initial hub and create a new service. I can submit a request for that. So along with this terminology, you'll notice that we've organized things in a very ITIL taxonomy type way, right? Mm-hmm. So services are containers. Within those containers, you have environments. They might be development, test, production. And within those environments, you have resources. You might have SQL Server, you might have Windows Server, whatever you're running in that environment. So from there, you can quickly dive down and take action on the service, perform different tasks. You can also see reports related to that service. So if you'll notice at the top, there's a charge code assigned to a service and an environment. So we enforce that at every level because we're tracking run rate costs, change costs, so that you can easily go in and run reports related to that. You can also see who's been assigned what level of access to get to that service or that environment. And once again, from pretty much any console, you can add something, you can edit it, but it's all very kind of modern UI, tile-based. You'll notice I'm scrolling right, scrolling left.
Sure.
Very familiar from a Windows 8 standpoint. So what this does is it makes it very accessible from a mobile device. So we hear about all this, oh, geez, people are bringing tablets into work. Well, wouldn't it be nice to have a self-service capability that's very navigable and accessible from this UI? So it's a web-based interface that has a modern UI. If I drill down into an environment, then, of course, I can see resources. I've probably deployed TFS that I'm using in that environment. I have a file share. I've got Windows Server, what have you. And, you know, same level of detail you can get.
And those are all the things that are tied to that individual kind of
yes.
cloud service, yep, so to speak,
yeah.
right?
Role-based.
Yeah. So the question is, where did this come from? This, what we're introducing in the 2.0 version of Cloud Services Manager is full service catalog items. So you could go in and drag and drop and design things and provision individual virtual machines, but in a lot of cases, somebody simply wants a workload deployed. So they can go into the service catalog, they can see what's available in development, collab, they can find TFS, they can find SQL Server, and we're enabling them to select, do some configuration on, and then automatically deploy complex workloads directly from a service catalog. The other thing that we've done is, to make this experience easier, is we've created a full administrative capability inside of this console. So you're saying, okay, that's great, I've got catalog items, but how did they get there? Mm-hmm. And how do I manage who sees what catalog item, what the hierarchy looks like? We have role-based access that's built in here with some standard roles where you can add people from Active Directory that gives them levels of access.
Yeah.
The catalog itself has a structure. You can go in here and you can move things around. You can add new catalog items to that structure. You can determine where they appear in the hierarchy. In as much as you're giving people access, you're also controlling how they see things and what the organization is. There's also a management capability for service requests, leveraging those templates, and then what are your service catalog items and who has access to them.
Sure.
And all of this, what's really interesting is we're doing a ton of customization of the System Center components themselves. So management pack customization in Service Manager, tons of Orchestrator runbooks that install as part of the product that power it to do all the things it's doing. So it's just a new experience, but we're really heavily leveraging System Center and showing what you can do with customization.
Yeah, so you're not replacing it all. You're really just kind of
wrapping it up,
easing that transition kind of into those things, and then giving somebody a very, I see this as a very unique experience for an end user, right? You hear all the time, yeah, it's great. We can build all these cloud services and deliver all these things, but if we make it too complex for people to request, I've got gold service level, okay, what is that,
right?
And what all does that contain?
And the bottom line is you're making it really, really easy to request, which can be a problem if you don't have control and governance. But as you've seen with the administrative experience, we're adding in the control and governance so you can determine who gets what and how much of it.
Okay, very cool. So obviously a lot of integration here, a lot of deep points that we got into all aspects of System Center.
It can go, the way it's built, it can extend into anything, right, to some degree. It's built around the whole System Center suite, and System Center has been designed very smartly in that it can talk to a lot of different external products,
mm-hmm.
either natively through connectors, through Orchestrator, through some of the customizations that we have. So part of what we have with the CSM framework is the ability to work natively in the Microsoft stack, but for enterprises who run more than just Microsoft, we can integrate with external systems as well.
Okay.
So you can still use this to manage other things and bring it all together and provide that common experience.
But then you get that entire System Center package, right?
Yes.
Not relying upon one individual piece more than others. You can extend all the way through the suite.
Yeah, you really get to take advantage of the power of System Center and not use it just for the Microsoft workloads. You can use it for other things as well.
Awesome, awesome. All right, guys, so let us know, where can we go get more information?
So it's really easy. Avanade has offices in just about every single city that Microsoft does, their local field offices. And the teams are engaged on a regular basis, so it should be a natural extension just to reach out to the Avanade resource you work with day in and day out.
Okay.
And we'll be happy to get you more information.
All right, and some more general information about the Cloud Services Manager website?
You can go to avanade.com/cloud, and you'll see information on the cloud offerings we have and Cloud Services Manager and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. Awesome. Well, Rich, Pat, David, thanks for coming by and showing me this cool tool. I think I'm gonna go over there. Stop the cameras. I'm going to go over there and look at his stuff. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Cheers.
Thanks, Joey.
Thank you.